podcast with everything paranormal. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your hosts, Jennifer and Joe Shortridge.
Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starting brother-sister duo, Jen and Joe.
Yes,
welcome. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So,
let us tell you a little bit about ourselves, yes. And then we're going to tell you a little bit about the show and the format and what we want to accomplish and what we want to do and what we want to experience and what we want to hear from you.
So, Jennifer, you are an award-winning author and screenwriter with many books under your belt.
Yes, yes. I have about 6 novels published. I'm also screenwriting right now, and you can check out my novel, Never Fall for the Forbidden, a vampire romance, on Amazon.com.
Okay, cool. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a photographer by trade. I'm also very interested in the paranormal. Basically, I got into the paranormal at a young age, always interested in UFOs and stuff like that. And lately, I began into more of the afterlife and ghosts and stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of topics that we want to cover in our podcast. Everything ranging from UFOs, alien encounters, Bigfoot.
Yeah, I mean, ghost hunting, paranormal investigating, really the afterlife,
near-death experience.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. My mind just went blank.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So we're going to be covering just about everything to do with the paranormal. The show is going to be about 30 minutes long.
Don't forget chupacabra.
Oh, yes, the chupacabra.
Chupacabra. It's one of our favorite words in the whole paranormal dictionary.
I'm going to print that up and put it on the wall.
We need to.
Yeah, so anyways, our show is going to be about 30 to 45 minutes long. Usually 30 minutes, but 45 with the guests. Like I said, we're going to have a lot of great guests on. We've got a lot of people lined up already.
Yes.
But
stay tuned. We have some awesome guests.
I was amazed at when the word got out that we were doing the show, how many people came to us and said that they want to be on the show. And we kept telling them, hold on a minute. We're not ready yet. I mean, we only own 2 microphones right now. So, we're going to be out and about. Like I said, we're going to have a lot of good guests on. We're going to have authors. We're going to have people from the paranormal field on.
Yep.
Just really cool. And I'm looking forward to one person that we were thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
We may have the big man himself on.
Yes, yes.
The big man. We may have Bigfoot talking on air.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Stay tuned for that. You'll be shocked.
Yes. It's not what you think, but it will be an amazing, amazing interview. I cannot wait.
I couldn't believe it when you mentioned that. So, anyhow,
he sat on his lap one time.
Like Santa Claus. Yeah. You know, me being a photographer, I do have mall Santa stories.
Oh, haunted malls.
Oh, yeah. We may talk about that. I think the ghost, I had a little paranormal activity happen to me when we were doing that, because you would not believe the stuff that happened. But that's for a later show.
Yep.
We're also going to be doing a lot of live events. We're going to be recording live. We're going to be doing ghost hunts.
Yes, please come out and visit us. Come say hi, shake our hand. We'll take selfies. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, which you can throw up on our Facebook page.
They can throw up on our Facebook page? Don't barf on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I almost said you can selfie on our page.
If you want to. Keep it clean, folks. Keep it PG.
I used to try to take selfies, but that rotary phone just wouldn't do it.
I kept banging myself in the forehead.
Yes.
With the big old phone. All right.
So yeah, we're going to have live events.
This is going to be a fun show. Yes. Let me tell you guys. No, we're going to keep you entertained.
Stick in the mud.
No sticks in the mud. No mud.
No mud on this show. The only mud we're going to get is when we hunt Bigfoot.
That's right.
Which, by the way, we just had the Ohio Bigfoot Convention.
Yeah, 2016.
Yes. That was unbelievable. The people there were so cool.
Amazing. And wonderful, wonderful people. All the people who hosted the event, who came to the event, who were investigating. They did have a walk through the Salt Fork Lake Park.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
beautiful,
cool.
Beautiful park. If you ever get to Ohio, please check out some of our state parks. They're amazing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of activity that goes on and people don't even know about.
I think Ohio is the number one Bigfoot sighting state.
Yeah.
We have to investigate.
It's because it's cool. I mean, yeah. Bigfoot loves to hang out here.
Listen, Ohio is the best state. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. As you can tell, we live in Ohio. We actually live in Toledo, Ohio, which has a lot of neat places that we've investigated.
Yep.
But, you know.
And a lot more to come.
Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. But, you know, I want to get out there and do more because my background in the paranormal is pretty much UFOs and stuff like that. And just recently I started getting into the investigation side of it.
Yep.
And Jennifer took me to a few places, said, you know, Joe, you got to get out there and ghost hunt with me.
Absolutely. You got to experience mm-hmm. it for yourself. So a couple of places that I've been to that I've investigated have been place here in Perrysburg, Ohio, Fort Meigs. Been to Jerome, Arizona with Joe.
Yes, that was awesome.
Gettysburg, had a wonderful experience, and we'll talk about Gettysburg.
I want to go to Gettysburg.
Oh, you have to go. It's just amazing. Hollywood, I used to live in Hollywood, had some experiences out there with the Black Dahlia, which we can talk about.
Yep, definitely.
Chicago.
Chicago was fun.
Nashville.
That's one of the ones that I did with Jen, was Chicago.
Toledo Yacht Club, which was absolutely amazing, with Erie Shores Paranormal, wonderful group. Shout out to Erie Paranormal. Wonderful. Also, Collingwood Art Centers, where mm-hmm. we started yes. it all. That was the first that place that Joe...
Yeah, the first place that I did an investigation at.
And then the number one place that I have investigated, Mansfield Prison, Ohio Reformatory.
Back in Ohio.
And I could do a whole show just on that.
We're gonna.
Amazing.
I want to do a show on that.
Amazing. Full body apparitions, EVPs, mm-hmm. and... Ghost Adventures Crew.
Yes. As you can see on our Facebook page, Jen's picture with Zach.
Yes. Amazing man. And Aaron and Nick.
Which, by the way, if any of you, I know there's a lot of people that are already our fans on Facebook page. I don't know if I want to say fans, yes, but, you know, our likes, our friends mm-hmm. on Facebook page that when I saw that picture go up, I commented on it and I thought, I better take that off. So I'm not going to say what I posted, but
please don't.
You know us, and that's, like I said, we are not serious. This is going to be a fun show. No sticks in the mud on this show. So anyways, like I said, we're going to be doing some live events. We already have one lined up at the Collingwood Arts Center in September. Is
September
that?
18th.
Okay, yeah, so come out and see us. We're definitely going to be recording live there.
There's going to be many vendors and speakers and a live ghost hunting.
Ghost
or
hunting.
Dead ghost hunting, depending on what you're looking for. No, actually, they are going to have ghost hunting available after the speakers and all the seminars.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I looked at the list of people that are going to be talking there, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to do a show before that
right.
on the Collingwood Arts Center. We already have someone lined up to come in and talk to us about it. Plus, you know, tell you what happened to us. I mean, it was my first investigation, and I was, you know, I'm the skeptic, okay? I mean, you really have to show me in person, because we've talked about this before with videos sure. and all that, and I mean...
It's one thing to watch it, but to experience yeah. it, then you believe.
And me being a photographer, I know how to manipulate the photos.
Right.
And especially with digital now, I mean... Just get on YouTube and look at some of the stuff and you think, how is that done? It's all CG.
Right.
And to actually be there and see it.
Right.
And when we did my first investigation, we didn't have any video equipment. We didn't have any recording equipment. We just had our meters. And just having those alone was amazing. So
yeah,
I'm excited to go back.
I am too. And I want to learn more and I want to experience more and I want to share it with all of you. And we want to hear your stories too. Like us on Facebook, send us a message, post your story on our page. We'd love to hear from you, and maybe we'll have you on the show, and we'll talk about your experience.
Yeah, our Facebook page is an open book for you guys. Just, you know, keep it clean, because we have people of all ages,
yes.
you know. And, you know, we want to make this fun, so no drama. It's not a site for drama.
No drama.
If
no,
you
no, no drama.
We're a no-drama zone, and if you drama, we drop.
Yep.
So anyhow, that's our live stuff we got coming up. We'll keep you informed of all the shows. Me and Jen are actually going to go to a place called Cave in the Rock, Illinois, which I never even knew about.
Right.
And we were there last year, or 2 years ago now, mm-hmm. for a show. We travel with a band. This year we're going back with the band, and we're going an extra day so that we can go to the Cave in the Rock, and wait till we tell you about that stuff. You're not going to believe what happens on the Ohio River. I never knew it. So that's going to be something for a couple shows. I mean, we're going to fill these shows with some great information for you guys. And also, we have merchandise.
Yes, we do.
We're going to have some funny stickers. We're going to have t-shirts coming up here in a little bit. Yep. Other than that, just keep in touch. Keep, you know, get on that Facebook page. Keep in touch with us. We want to hear from you.
Yep, and our website's coming soon. It's www.222paranormal.com. Check us out soon. We'll have our website up and running, but for now, go to our Facebook page.
Like, yeah, because, you know, we're technically challenged. We don't know what we're doing. You know, I mean, I looked at this thing in front of me and said, well, what end do you talk into? But no.
So, he's trying to eat his microphone, yeah, by the way. I'm, he's chewing on it.
I got my poof in my mouth. So anyhow, nice. We're going to let you go. We just wanted to make a show on us to let you know what's coming up with the show, how long it's going to be, stuff like that. So on our next show, we're going to talk about what happened to us.
Our experiences.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, I've only done a few ghost hunts, and I'm going to do more. But the ones that I've done, I was amazed.
Right. And if you have some place that you've investigated that you would love for us to check out, please drop us a line on Facebook. Send us a message. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, just message us on Facebook. Don't put it on the main page, because we definitely want to look into it before we talk about it. I've got a phone line that we're going to set up so you can actually call in. I will not answer it, but you can leave a message and tell us about your story, and we can put it on the air. But, you know, if you don't want it on the air, let us know. If you just want to talk, get on the Facebook page, hook us up. So anything else you can think of, Jen, for this show?
Well, let's wrap it up.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up the first show. Coming up on the next show, like I said, we're going to talk about our experiences and things that happened to us. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening.